Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Last summer, a school district in Oregon announced it would provide condoms to middle schoolers as young as age 11. The superintendent said this was necessary because every few years, a middle school student either became pregnant or fathered a child. In New York last year, high school students were offered a full variety of condoms with special features in assorted flavors. That sort of thing seems to go far beyond so-called safe sex. It promotes more sexual experimentation. Several years ago, the New York City Public Schools gave out 800,000 condoms. That's more than three condoms for each high school student. Their school-based clinics also gave out 12,000 morning-after pills and inserted an unspecified number of IUDs, all without asking parents' permission. This sort of policy gives students a very warped view of sex. The message they learn is that sex is safe and that early sex with multiple partners is normal and healthy. Nobody warns them of the dangers, and boys learn to see girls as sex objects. It's ironic that the people pushing contraception in middle school are often the same people crying about a so-called rape culture on college campuses. It's difficult to remove morality at age 12 and then think you can reinstate it when the kids are age 18. Passing out condoms and providing IUDs show that both schools and parents have failed to protect these children. You don't protect youngsters from pregnancies and STDs by passing out condoms. You protect them by teaching them morals. Having sex at age 13 is damaging to a child even if they don't get pregnant or sick. And schools and parents should be preventing condom use, not encouraging it. Since schools seldom warn parents about these policies or even give them advance notice, you might want to check out what's being passed out at your local school.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
January 10th, 2015. This is Spengola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spengola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit my website, spengola.com, for a list of future guests and relevant links. Please also visit spengolaspeaks.wordpress.com, a site that one of our wonderful, talented listeners created and maintains. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spengola.com. Join others in the very friendly chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spengola.chatango.com. I have conducted over 1,000 radio programs over a period of 4 years. During that time, no one ever accused me of being rude to a guest. On March 4th, 2014, I had Wolfgang W. Halbig on my program, and that turned out to be, well, rather interesting to say the least. He knew exactly what to anticipate on that program and was adequately prepared. Okay, I'm going to play, have our producer play an audio, and this was a call that he made into my American Free Press program on February 11th, nearly a month before he was on my program. Okay, could you please play that first audio for us?
Okay, we got a call.
Okay,
ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, Deanna. My name is Wolfgang Halbig, and just want to make a couple of comments, if you don't mind.
Well, of course. Please do. By the way, did you email me?
Yes, I did, and I hope you'll enjoy reading it, and hopefully we'll become friends.
I hope so.
Well, you know, I just I'm going to send you my resume. Just take a look at it. This is something that I'm very passionate about. And when people talk about Sandy Hook, it really, really bothers me, because as a former Florida State Trooper and being a homicide investigator, every police officer who should be listening to your show and every parent who's listening to your show, every crime is a puzzle. And we in law enforcement as investigators, we put the puzzle together in order to catch the suspect or those that harm us. Sandy Hook, it's not a hoax. It's an illusion. It's about a three-year product that's been in the works over 3 years. And as a police officer, I've seen death. I know what death feels like, what it looks like. And I'll give you just one example, Deanna. Do you have children?
I do.
Deanna, I can promise you this with my heart, that if your daughter or son happened to have been at Sandy Hook that morning and you got the call that there were shots being fired inside that elementary school, you and your husband, you would do whatever it takes to get that school. you'll get as close as you can to that school. And all of a sudden, you find out late in the afternoon that somehow your child, this is hypothetical, your child has been shot and killed at the school. They're going to transfer her body down to the medical examiner's office. Deanna, I promise you, I've seen it when I worked in Miami. I saw it every day. Those parents will kick that door down to touch their child, to kiss their child, to say goodbye. They will not look at a picture and suffice. I will promise you, they will do whatever. They don't even want to let go of the body. I've seen children burn body. It doesn't make a difference. Those parents want to grab hold. And I'll tell you what, it takes every ounce of energy to get them to release. I have never, ever, whether it's Columbine, Bethel, Alaska, Jonesboro, Arkansas, I don't care what school shooting we've had, I've never seen a medical examiner hand pictures to parents, and not one of them didn't kick that door down. Deanna, it just doesn't happen. That's one piece of the puzzle.
Okay. Well, as I said in my opening introductory remarks, that I am looking at this, I'm evaluating it, and I will come to the truth.
And you need to. Deanna, I have faith in you. You have a voice. Are you ready? This is what's so important about you and the program. You have a voice, okay? There are a lot of people out there seeking the truth. But, you know, I don't know if you've ever gone to David Copperfield, a magic show, okay? You walk out of there shaking your head going, dadgummit, how in the world did he do it? We actually believe that it was real. Sandy Hook, it's an illusion. And I do this for a living. I travel the country, and you don't know me, and maybe one day you will. But I can also tell you as a parent, okay, on the day of the shooting, no trauma helicopters. When they practice with them, every time they practice active shooter, you're going to tell me on that day as a parent, you would be furious to learn that the paramedics and the EMTs were not allowed to go inside the school to treat the seriously injured.
Okay, I'm going to be covering all of this in all of the parts. What I'm doing now is doing a critique of this film, of this video.
But how is that going to help? But how, again, how is that going to help you in this show? You're just wasting a lot of airtime trying to ruffle somebody else's feather who's trying to...
Hey. I am not trying to ruffle anybody's feathers. I said in my opening remarks that I was investigating, I was reviewing what others had investigated, what others are purporting to be the truth. If what they are saying is true, I will find that also and will be perfectly willing to publicly apologize. But I am going to continue to do this critique, and I do intend to cover the issues that you have risen. And we may have different takes on this, but I do intend to pursue this. And I appreciate
seek the truth. Only,
that's
Deanna,
what I'm,
only,
that's what
only
I'm doing.
Seek the truth. But here's the last one. I'm going to leave you alone. Deanna, who made the decisions? Here's the problem that the media and you and other people don't ask. Who was the person who declared all of those children and staff member dead within 11 minutes of the shooting? Who made the decision, not the request from...
Like I said,
But you're wasting so much airtime trying to worry about a lady named Sophia.
Hey, let me worry about my waste of airtime. Let me worry about my waste of research time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to research this. I'm going to critique this film. Okay? That is
for
what
who?
I'm...
Who's going to benefit from it? Your listener, what listener is going to benefit from your critique of somebody who's just trying to find the truth, just like you are?
This is not a closed door operation, okay? If they can do you think that Small Storm wasted her time by researching? No, of course you don't. And I'm not wasting my time by researching either. So I appreciate your phone call. I will continue to do what I am doing. Thank you. Okay, is there any other phone calls? Any media?
Okay, thank you so much for playing that audio. We are going to, the time worked out just perfectly. We are going to a quick break, and then when we return, I'm going to share with you a few statements about the Delphi technique from Lynn Studer, S-T-U-T-E-R. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Alrighty, we are back. This is Deanna. Early in that program, on March the 3rd of last year, when I began asking Hal Big some questions, he accused me of trying to discredit him, and I responded by saying that people tend to discredit themselves. Let me share some statements about the Delphi technique from Lynn Studer. And she says, there are ways to diffuse the technique when you see it being used by Delphi facilitators. She gives the following three steps. Number one, always be charming, courteous, and pleasant. Smile. Moderate your voice so as not to come across as belligerent or aggressive. Number two, stay focused. If possible, jot down your thoughts or questions. When facilitators are asked questions they don't want to answer, they often digress from the issue that was raised and try instead to put the questioner on the defensive. Do not fall for this tactic. Courteously bring the facilitator back to your original question. If he rephrases it so that it becomes an accusatory statement, which is a popular tactic, simply say, "That is not what I asked. What I asked was," and repeat your question. Number three, be persistent. If putting you on the defensive doesn't work, facilitators often resort to long monologues that drag on for several minutes. During that time, the group or the listeners usually forgets the question that was asked, which is the entire intent. Let the facilitator finish, then with polite persistence, state, "But you didn't answer my question. My question was," and then, of course, repeat your question. The key, this is where I goofed. The key is never become angry or frustrated. Delphi facilitators win when they make you angry or frustrated. If you get angry or frustrated, you become the bad guy or woman, making the facilitator the victim. Most people will side with the victim in any two-way battle. I was absolutely no match for Wolfgang Helbig. I'm an amateur. In spite of over 1,000 radio programs and 4 years, I just couldn't handle it. I got very upset. So, for almost 2 years, several people after that several people in the truth movement have attempted to discredit thousands of people with their questions. But apparently, I and a few other people are not supposed to ask any questions that might cast suspicion on the lead questioners, often referred to as the Sandy Hook hoaxers. We must remain silent, or in my case, be called rude, a skank, the C word, a paid agent, or a shill. Someone accused me of actually being intoxicated while conducting that interview with Helbig, which is ludicrous because I'm a teetotaler. I do not drink, ever. All of this occurred within an environment that is supposed to endorse critical thinking or people who think outside of the box. I dared to ask Helbig some very direct questions. As a guest on other radio shows, Helbig controlled the conversation, which is the same as framing the debate. In other words, deciding what the entire program was going to be about. Many people thought that I was being rude to him because I did not allow him to control the conversation, and because I was frustrated too. He demands answers from others, but objects to answering questions asked of him. Why shouldn't somebody demand some answers from him? I have an easily accessible track record of research, writing, and broadcasting. I did not just suddenly appear. I earned whatever trust people might place in me. I have a legitimate right to ask Helbig about his credentials and past experiences and to verify his claims. He and others who claim that Sandy Hook was a hoax should have absolutely nothing to hide if their claims are legitimate. My mantra is, and always has been, that truth does not fear investigation. As I mentioned, he knew almost a month earlier that we had different views on the Sandy Hook issue. He knew it, and he was prepared, and I wasn't. So I have some questions for Mr. Wolfgang W. Halbig. The first questions have to do with history and education. Number one, you state on your website that you were in the United States Air Force from 1967 to 1970, and that you were, now get this, part of the Strategic Air Command. He was a combative measures instructor, a disaster preparedness instructor, and a physical fitness specialist. Mr. Halbig, what was your AFSC, which is military occupational specialty in other branches of the armed services? Based on your reported age, you were born in 1947. Did you join the Air Force at age 20? How did such a young person acquire all of the skills necessary to teach others the things that you say that you taught? Number two, in the interview beginning at about 21 minutes 30 seconds, you stated that you were the class president and at the top of your class at the Florida Highway Patrol Training Academy, had secret top clearance, and was assigned to a presidential detail. What president was that, and where were you assigned to that detail? Number three, were you at the top of your class at the academy due to your scholastic abilities, or did you excel in other activities at the academy? I ask you why you left after all the time and training, and you said that you were tired of putting people in jail but wanted to prevent people from going to jail and went into the educational field instead. Were you fired from your trooper job, or did you leave because of the reason you stated? Number four, on January 22, 2014, you wrote a letter to the Newtown Board of Education stating that you had been a Florida State Trooper in Miami from 1974 through 1977. On your current website, you state that you were a trooper from 1974 through 1975. When were you a trooper? You also state on your website that you were a teacher and a coach at the Vanguard High School in Marion County from 1975 through 1983. Does that mean that you were a trooper, a teacher, and a coach at the very, very same time? Number five, you stated in our interview that you had been a school administrator for 36 years after being a trooper from 1974 through 1977. 36 years from 1977 would end in 2013. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna, and these are my questions for Halbig. Number five, you stated in our interview that you'd been a school administrator for 36 years after being a trooper from 1974 through 1977. 36 years from 1977 would end in 2013. In the interview, you said that you were a customs agent in 2002 for about a year and a half to 2 years. On your website, you state that you were a customs inspector from 1993 to 1994. Which is it? How could you also function as a national school safety expert, a customs officer, a teacher, an administrator, and a coach? Were you a customs inspector at the same time that you were the assistant principal at Lake Mary High School from 1993 to 1994, the same time that you claim on your website that you were a customs inspector? Okay, number six, how did you manage to train personnel in 4,000 U.S. school districts, a claim you make along with all of your other activities? On my program, regarding your participation at Columbine, and I'm going to have to really abbreviate these questions. He claimed that he was called in by the Justice Department and the Department of Education, and that they called him the day after Columbine. And then I asked, my question is, and I will make all these questions available online at my website. And my question to him is, did you report the results of your research to the Justice Department or to the Department of Education? Why is there no record of your participation in Columbine except an article that you wrote for a local Florida newspaper. Number 8, you state that you were a guest on Dateline NBC and Good Morning America, talking about school safety. Will you please provide some links for verification? Number 9, you state that you have testified before a congressional commission studying school safety and security. What was the date of that testimony, and where might one find the transcript? Number 10, when you were in charge of risk management for the Lake County School District from 2005 to 2009, you obtained a Domestic Security for School District Instructors course, a DSSD. Thereafter, you state that you were an instructor and have trained, and I quote, 3,500 school police officers for the Justice Department, unquote. What are school police officers? Those were presumably in addition to you training personnel in 4,000 school districts, right? Ken Trump, who is a national school safety expert that I'm familiar with, is the president of National School Safety and Security Services. He is the author of the 1998 best-selling book, Practical School Security, Basic Guidelines for Safe and Secure Schools, and more than 80 articles on school security and crisis issues. His second book was Classroom Killers, Hallway Hostages, How Schools Can Prevent and Manage School Crises. It was released in July of 2000. His most recent book, Proactive School Security and Emergency Preparedness Planning, was released in 2011. Trump has been interviewed on at least 25 programs, television programs. And he said that after Columbine, that many people, seeing a profitable opportunity, decided to enter the school safety expert business. My questions regarding business and occupation for Mr. Halbig. Number 1, Mr. Halbig, you created the National Safe School Institute on Friday, August 13th, within months after Columbine in 1999, a corporation that existed for a relatively short time. You were listed as the president of that corporation and at the same time as the director of the National Break the Code of Silence Foundation. Did you create that corporation as a result of the Columbine shootings? Number 2, if one were to scour the internet searching for information about you as a school safety expert, they would find no history of your connection to school safety outside of your connection to Sandy Hook. Why is that? Number 3, you established the National Institute for School and Workplace Safety in 2001, which was defunct in less than a year. Was this during the time that you were a high school administrator? Number 4, you established the Children's Safety Institute in October 2012 in an Orlando suburb. With the new business, how did you have time to investigate Sandy Hook? Why did you take down that website associated with that business 3 days after I interviewed you and challenged your credentials? Number 5, when you created the Children's Safety Institute on October 29th, 2012, you gave 5 references, 2 of whom were deceased, 1 who died a year before, and 1 who died 3 years before you created your business. Does that seem to constitute a falsification of your credentials? Number 6, why did you imply using a street address, 5703 Red Bug Lake Road, Suite 103, that your business had a physical office when it was actually just a mailbox at mailboxes, etc.? Number 7, in our interview, Regarding the Children's Safety Institute and your letter to the school board, I asked you, was it your objective to acquire information to assist you in your work through the Children's Safety Institute? You said no. It was to train teachers in their handling of autistic children who were experiencing sensory overload. Yet, on October 29, 2013, you emailed Captain Joseph Rios, a Newtown police official, demanding copies of contracts and costs for the crime scene cleanup. In your email, you stated that you were the chief investigator for the Children's Safety Institute and a school safety expert, which now requires this information to be made public, since it had been 11 months and you have not even provided a simple police or incident report. You made the same statement to me in an unsolicited email that you sent on February 11th, 2014, the same day that you called into my American Free Press program and asked me to knock it off. You said you were the chief investigator for the Children's Safety Unit. What is it that you investigate, or did you investigate, when you had that business? Okay, I'm going to skip down to Halbig's Sandy Hook research. On January 9th, 2013, you posted a message on Facebook about the mental health issue and the reality of it in connection with school shootings. You have not addressed that issue since. Are you aware of the incident of psych drugs and their tie to violence in schools? He claims that he is an expert witness. He claims that he figured out in 1 week that Sandy Hook was a hoax just by watching the 42-minute WABC helicopters on CNN Live. What other research did you personally conduct? At about 27 minutes, 18 seconds into our interview, when I asked you if you looked at the official reports, you said, "I have looked at each of the documents," unquote. In the Connecticut State Police's official report, if that is the case, why did you express surprise when I mentioned the 9 books, the major portion of the reports? When I asked you if you had read all of the reports in Book 6, you said, "I don't," and I quote, "I don't know what Book 6 is." On February 19th, 2014, Dr. James Tracy posted several emails that you sent to numerous officials in Newtown in September, October, and November 2013, saying that you were a former Florida State Trooper, the chief investigator of the Children's Safety Institute, and a school safety expert. Be back in 3 minutes.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
All righty, we are back. Excuse me. On February 19th, 2014, Dr. James Tracy posted several emails that you sent to numerous officials in Newtown in September, October, and November 2013, saying that you were a former Florida State Trooper, the chief investigator for the Children's Safety Institute, and a school safety expert, and demanded answers to questions. You said, and I quote, "We in law enforcement are on duty 24/7, always on call," unquote. While you say that you left that field to do something nobler, you regularly claim to be part of some law enforcement brotherhood with such phrases as, and I quote, "We are law enforcement partners for life," unquote. Why did you call these people cowards, insinuating that they were derelict in their duties, failed to act appropriately, suggested that the police chief be fired, suggested that there was a lack of common sense in Newtown? You demanded paperwork and completion dates and demanded the names of contractors and information, such as the asbestos inspection reports for the school, which may be found online via the school district's reports. You asked for contracts and costs for the crime scene cleanup and decontaminating and sanitizing. In your email to the FBI, you claimed that the FBI is negligent. What provoked this furious flurry of letter writing in September, October, and November of 2013? Was it because you had a chance to look at and embrace the research of others? Number 6, did you really expect that the use of profanity, poorly executed emails, and time-consuming demands would actually produce the results that you were seeking? You claimed that Sandy Hook, number 7, you claimed that Sandy Hook was a scripted event in the planning for maybe 2 years. In the phone call that you made into my radio program, you said it was 3. On what do you base that claim? Okay, we are going to have our wonderful, wonderful producer play us another audio from the program. I want you to listen very, very carefully to what this gentleman says. Okay, Mr. Producer.
Okay. All righty. Let's establish some of the things that you believe about Sandy Hook. You believe that no children were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School?
I'm not going to make that statement as I talk with Dave Garrity. If they can answer those 16 questions, if they'll answer it, then children died. If they cannot answer those 16 simple questions, I do not believe any children or school staff member died on December 14, 2000.
Okay, did you call the Daniel Honan funeral home and talk to the gentleman there, Daniel Honan? H-O-N-A-N.
I can't remember now.
Because when I called him, and I believe that you called him also, he said that he took care of 11 of the bodies.
That's right. He took care of 11 of the bodies, and he was supposed to file the death certificates with the state.
There's a kind of a glitch there. But anyway, he conceded, yes, that the Honan Funeral Home took care of 11 of the bodies. My question to you, Mr. Halbig, have you changed your mind about children dying since our interview? Another question. Others, by reading the official reports, have answered the 16 questions that you still have on your website. And that website is sandyhookjustice.com. And I will post all these questions, even the ones I have not asked, on my website. Okay. Others, by reading the official reports, have answered those 16 questions. On your current website, you say, and I quote, please all focus on those 16 questions, then we will move on to the next set of questions. Is your goal to have answers or ask questions and raise money? Another question. Have you read the answers that researchers have provided to your 16 simple questions, also furnished by the official report that you claim to have read? Why do you keep asking the same questions that have already been answered? All righty. We talked also about the active shooter report, the one that the Department of Homeland Security put out in 2008, and that it tells people exactly how to respond to an active shooter incident. He claims that he has a FEMA certificate, which is available online to anybody that wants to spend 3 hours to fill out to do the work to get the certificate. He said, and I quote, I'm an instructor, and you are telling me that I teach people this class. And then I repeated, you said they did not follow policy. You said, I'm an instructor. Hello, Deanna. I asked him where he instructed those classes, and he said, across the country, when I do safe school workshops. And he said that he worked for the Justice Department. And I asked him where, and he said, did you not read my resume? Well, it just went downhill. There were some parts of the interview that went smoothly. There were other parts that didn't go so well. Another question that I would like to ask. You visited the office of the United Way in Newtown to obtain its records of donations and dispersals that are available online as obligated by law. When do you, Mr. Halbig, intend to publicly post the donations and dispersals that you have collected during your investigation of Sandy Hook? Another question. Much of the credibility that you have achieved was through your claims that the local Florida authorities threatened you and told you to stop asking questions about Sandy Hook. Yet, when you had an opportunity to confirm your claims, you didn't. You were in the midst of a radio interview and announced that you had to hang up as the police had arrived again. If you are the astute investigator that you claim to be, why did you leave in the midst of the program instead of putting your phone on speaker so that the listeners could listen to the police harassing you? You could have easily placed your phone on speaker to confirm your story. Why didn't you do that, Mr. Halbig? Additionally, others have been asking questions about Sandy Hook since it occurred, yet no one else has experienced local police harassment. Did the local police really visit you about Sandy Hook, or was it about another matter that also occurred on December 14, 2012, involving a family member that would require visits to your home? Another question, have you filed a civil lawsuit against those local officers for harassment? There are dozens of other questions that we need to ask, because I think that what goes around comes around. I think that that if he is demanding answers to questions, that we also have an obligation to check who is speaking in the behalf of a lot of people who have sent him money, who have trusted him. He has used false credentials. His timeline does not add up. I'm a big proponent of timelines. And when I look at the timeline, it just has too many questions. Too many questions. So I will be posting my questions, and if I think of some additional questions, I will post those online along with links so that you can verify for yourself some of the things that he said. But I think the most important thing that we gained from that interview is that he knew nothing about the official reports. He knew nothing about the 9 books, and he did concede that Mr. Honan, Joseph Honan Funeral Home, did take care of 11 of the bodies. He said, yes, they took care of 11 of the bodies. That was immediately after he said, if you can answer these 16 questions, then I will believe that children died. And if you can't, then I won't. But then, if in the very next question, he said, yeah, 11 died. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our wonderful, wonderful friend, Dr. Linda Logman. Stay tuned.